Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Peter Mingles here. We are going to play a little bit of music because I gotta go get Jackie. It's all my fault. P.F. Exit. You're gonna hear just a little bit of music and we're gonna be back live. Here we go.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop our little music over here, and we're going to get started. So for all those people who aren't familiar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. I screwed up, I think, again. I double-booked the show, and what that meant is when we double-book it, none of them happens. It's like a double negative. So I didn't not start something, which means that means I don't know what I said. But anyway, so we're here. We are here. So a little bit frazzled and a little bit confused, but we are here. I guess I'm pulling like a Joe Biden moment, if you will. You know. So anyway,
I wouldn't admit that if I were you.
You know what? I would totally admit it because it's totally acceptable. If a guy is losing his mind can run our country, I could misrun a couple of radio shows. So anyway, so right. Those people are here. It's Thursday, just before Easter, for those people who celebrate Easter. And we are here with our good friend. Her name is Jackie. And we're going to do a quickie radio show, only because we got off to a little bit of an awkward start. But Jackie, thanks for being here. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. Well, I've got a new product. That's what I was really going to talk about. But it's not a long talk anyway. You know, I try and stay abreast with everything that is going on in the economy and the world, and not just about COVID or not just about Biden and our horrible government. But right now, and it's because of Biden and our horrible government, that once again, they're going to try and take away the guns. And which are our Second Amendment, and they've got two bills right now in Congress. The first one has already passed. I guess I might have them mixed up. The House, and it's going to the Senate, and on the 11th of March, it passed one of them. And now it's going to the other one. And this is just one more inch, one more step towards grabbing our guns. And not that I have a gun, but I, you know, I honor and I believe in our Second Amendment rights to own guns. Because if you let the government take away your guns, then there's only two types of people that can harm you, and that's criminals and the government, or maybe it's one and the same. And so what happened was I started seeing what was going on, and I said, you know what? Somebody had mentioned something to me about gun trust, and that was there is a little legal loophole that will allow people to be grandfathered if they set up, if they have a trust established before anything becomes a law in reference to that. So armed with that information, I always try and be one step ahead of everything to help my clients. And I have been posting and sending out, and Peter, you probably haven't gotten yours yet because I'm only doing X number a time that I'm sending out, and I'm not sure everybody's receiving it because it might not pass the spam filters, anything to do with saying guns or protecting your gun rights or something like that. I don't know what gets to people or not. The only way I get to know is when people start responding. And I sent out a whole mess of emails today, and not one person responded. And I sent out a whole mess last week, and I had about 7 or 8 people respond. So I don't know what's going on. But anyways, I've done quite a lot of research because I'm not the most up-to-date with the types of guns, what is needed, and stuff like that. And I've contacted specialists in the area of gun trusts, and I contacted several of them, and I found one that's just really, really good and offers a lot. And then, as usual, what I always do is add more to it. So I bought a couple of really good e-books that people want to have, and offer it at a low introductory price, and we'll see what happens. But it's an important thing because then you can put it into your estate, and nobody will have to worry in your family or anybody that you list in your living will about this specific, you know, this gun trust that you own, and you won't have to pay yearly because based on what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing and reading is that they're going to talk about where everybody's going to have to pay $800 a year if you own a gun. Yeah, that's over and above buying the guns or anything else and filing. And because if you have Title II guns, then you have to file. If you have Title I guns, and Title II guns are going to be like automatics and silencers and things like that, more of the ones where you can kill off, you know, half a church or whatever, the whole church. And the Title I guns are your handguns, the guns that you can buy over the counter. And actually, you can buy ghost guns, and ghost guns are you can make your own gun. And it's very inexpensive based on that's one of the e-books I bought. And so it's something that I'm going to be adding to my legal documents. That is for anybody who owns, and from what I understand, that we have more guns. People in this country own more guns. In fact, last year I had read some articles that more guns were sold last year than in any other year. Isn't that interesting? And that was before this came out, before any of this was, you know, read. And I think it was because of the COVID thing and what the government's doing. Trying to make, you know, this shot. I can't call it a vaccine. Sometimes I slip and I call it by the name that they use. But it is not a vaccine. It's a shot. It's a jab. It's an injection. But anything but. And I don't know if you listened to the most recent one that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny just did, but she talked about, because somebody had asked, well, what about anybody who's had one of the injections or both of them, and they're sorry they had it done? And she answered with, you're not going to like my answer, she said, but there's nothing that anybody can do once you have that injected in you, that mRNA, I think it's the mRNA experimental message system put into your body, you are like a GMO human being now. Is that scary or not?
It is scary. Well, with this messenger RNA and a few other things that they're working on, it is really scary. And you can't undo it.
Yeah, and the it keeps going back to, and you know, really what it comes down to, Peter, is that people are lining up to take an injection that will, they think, protect them against a flu, a coronavirus 2 flu, really what is what it is, that has a less than 1% kill rate on it. So they're going to take an injection shot or jab that is going to have a 10 to 15% death rate. Now, let's go back to rational and common sense thinking. That's insane.
Yeah.
And that's really narrowed down, brought down to the essence of what people are doing. The only big problem is those that are taking this injection really feel that it's going to protect them against a boogeyman that doesn't exist.
Which boogeyman doesn't exist?
The COVID.
You think COVID
the COVID is just a name and people don't realize. They think it's a specific type of disease. It's not. It's a coronavirus, too, which is the yearly flu that morphs every year. So it's maybe a different morphing of it, which me, and in this particular case, I'm still out to lunch whether it was they took, like, this virus was actually funded by the United States of America. It was a flu, an annual flu virus, and it was funded by the U.S. in China and told the people in China who are doing in the lab to make it more virulent.
Right.
Now, if somebody asked me, was this done on purpose or was this done with an agenda or knowing what, as much as I know, I would say yes, it was. Since you and I have both read enough and known enough that this thing existed all the way back, actually this shot and this injection or whatever it is, it's not something they just created and they rushed through. This thing has been around because they've been trying for decades, literally at least two, if not more, decades to create a vaccine for the every year flu, which is a coronavirus 2, you know, flu, and they have been unsuccessful. So they've already had this in their repertoire, and they did do a testing on animals, rabbits, cats, dogs, rats, you name it, and every time they inject them with this mRNA, they all died. So what do you think is going to be happening? According to the expert doctors now that are talking about this and screaming to the world to not take it, it's going to create a pandemic, a real pandemic of deaths and horrors that this country and mankind has never seen before.
Right.
Because
so
there's going to be millions of people dying. And that's not, you don't have to die. You take it, and just because they don't, they took it and they didn't see any side effects, they think that, well, they're, you know, that everybody else is creating a scam, and it's not true. And according to the medical doctors that are familiar with the mRNA, they're saying that between 6 months and the next 5 or more years, we're going to see more deaths from this than ever before in any type of issue, cancer, anything that we've ever had. And I do know that every year, and I wasn't aware of this till more recently, the last several months, say, or maybe 6 months ago, that we still have the most virulent, most contagious disease that people are dying from on a yearly basis that everybody has heard of, and it's called tuberculosis. And every year, 1.3 to 1.8 million people die from tuberculosis. Have we ever worn a mask for that? Have we ever social distanced for that? And I'm being facetious because there is no science and no medical claim behind either one of them. In fact, now they're coming out with, if anybody's wearing a blue paper mask or the gray, it's a light gray paper mask, that they have asbestos in it and it's creating cancer in your lungs. You know, this whole thing is such a freaking nightmare, and based on whatever governor you've got, whatever state you're living in, my question about this whole thing, why it's still going on and stuff like that, the biggest question I have is, do these governors know that it's a lie and a scam, or are they, and they're just using the control factor in it, or are they that naive and ignorant and really believe they're helping their, you know, humans? What's your answer to that, Peter?
I think most of the politicians are just stupid and power hungry, and then the minority of them are evil. So the majority of them are just stupid and power hungry, and I know I'm saying the same thing twice, but a small minority of those people are also evil people. They'll do anything possible for control.
Okay, so like Gates and Fauci.
Yep. So Gates is not ignorant and Gates is not stupid, but Gates is evil.
But he's evil.
He's evil. Or... And here's the only way I can rationalize this, okay, because I've studied enough nerds. Nerds sometimes are, if you think of somebody like, I'm going to say something that's not right, but if you think of a sociopath, they don't have feelings.
Uh-huh.
So they can do things to other living beings that they don't feel. Now, if you're a data guy, and you're moving around, so we hear whatever you're doing when you're moving around.
Okay.
So if you're a data guy, and I hear me twice, so you got your speakers turned on. So if you're a data guy, you're looking at the numbers and not realizing there's people behind the numbers. So when you say things like three people out of, 100 died, You look at that and you make the value judgment. Well, three is pretty good, versus 100.
That's not very much. That's how they would look at it. That's not very much, so it's good. They're not looking as there's human beings and there's families behind those three.
Correct. And if we can get it down to 2.7, we made a 30% improvement or whatever, 20% improvement or a 5.7% improvement, and they focus on the numbers because they're data guys. So they don't realize that there's a real world outside. And that's what I find a lot of computer nerds are like. So the Bill Gates is the computer nerd. The Eric Schmidt, of Google, the computer nerds. Those types of people, the Mark Schmuckerbergs, they're the nerds. They look at the numbers.
They look it, too.
And they do. So in essence, when you take a look at Bill Gates and trying to solve the world's problem with malaria, so when they started making some mosquitoes, and you say, well, this works for a lot of the women that get these tents and they do the vaccines and they can reduce the number of malaria and the malaria deaths are down. So big deal. There might be 10% increase in autism or, 10% in child mortality, but look at the malaria numbers.
Or infertility, that's what they're doing. That's the hidden agenda in that.
Or, you know, so the infertility is working because then less people are having babies that we have to worry about a little bit later on. So the nerds are like, what is wrong with you? Like, what, don't you have feelings? Don't you kind of connect here? And the answer is no. So I think some politicians are like that too. So they're just either they're evil people or they're more numbers and data oriented and less people oriented. And I think there's a pretty good claim. I think there's a probably a pretty good argument for that as well. So anyway, so having said that, we should have never let the nerds run the world, because when the nerds run the world, this is what we get.
Yeah, well, you know what, there's, you know, I mean, anybody who is on the left is going to say, if they were listening to this or have listened to it or will listen to any of this, that we're conspiracy nuts and we're the theorists. And these are the people that believe in the government and believe in the whatever the TV and the mainstream news says or does. And they'll say that they only believe in science, which even now science is saying the things that, you know, that is being said, which is, you know, not what the left is being saying. They're just editing out all this information to try and, I guess, you know, these are the people that they are going to go first. These are the people that, you know, and I know this is personal, you know, close to your own home. So, I mean, I hate saying that, you know, because I know this affects you and affects other people that I know also. But I don't really know what to say, but there is no, once you take this injection, it's like you've just put the nail in your coffin, is what really is being said.
Right.
There's
so
no way
actually,
unless you know about this med beds, maybe the med beds, which I've just found out it's not even really called med beds, it's called something else. But anyways, maybe when a lot of our technology and medical, you know, stuff is released, that maybe that could save them. I don't know. And I think the reason they say that there's you can't get it undone is because once it's ejected into your system, it goes into all your cells. So how do you clean out every one of your cells? We're talking about millions and millions of cells in your body. I don't think even getting a blood transfusion is going to eliminate it.
No.
It's like the robots, you know, the AIs. It's taking over your body and controlling it.
Yeah, you're changing the code. You upgraded from Windows 7 to Windows 10, and you can't go back to Windows 7, and you can't go back to Windows 7. So it's over. Like, it's done. Too much. So a lot of people don't understand that aspect of it, and I get it. Because for whatever reason, now here's like another example of just, it's just a different personality, no right, no wrong, just different. So there was an article recent that Johnson & Johnson had stopped producing vaccines at one of their plants in Baltimore, and 15 million doses are going to be thrown away because of human error, they said, and because of human error, they're going to have to, unfortunately, get rid of 15 million doses of this vaccine. And thank God that it was caught, because nobody was ever injected with these vaccines. So people would read that article as if it were true. And the answer is that article true? Or do you know the contents of that article true?
I don't know.
If you ask me, do I think it's true? I'd say statistically, no. Was the number 15 million? I don't know. Was the number human error? I don't know. Did any get out and already out there in the field and injected into other people, and they're just going to cover that up? I don't know. All of those are possible.
What are you saying is, do you think this is their way of getting out and, from what they were initially going to be doing if they injected it?
Well, I think, okay, so I don't know anything, right? So we don't know anything, so this is just kind of like trash talk. But what I think is, they started to judge the negative reactions from the vaccine, and then they had to come up with an excuse, like a little bit of a distraction. on how they're not going to be distributing this, and thank God they saved the day because of the human.
And they're not
going to
be involved in it, yeah.
Right, and they're saying none of this hit the street. But what I'm thinking, there's a guy, I don't remember where he was, but literally he had such a bad allergic reaction to the Johnson & Johnson injection, his skin basically turned red and started peeling off.
That one I read about, yeah. But here's the other thing now. Johnson & Johnson is the only one of the three or four total vaccines, I'm using their word, not my, you know, that is not have the mRNA in it.
Correct. Correct. So it still had a negative reaction with this guy, but it wasn't the gene therapy. Or for those people that are new, the first vaccines that were released weren't really vaccines. They were modified RNA, which is a form of gene therapy. And then Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca came up with a more traditional vaccine, which is a weakened virus that is supposed to help build up your immune system.
Yeah, but
now, it's not.
I preface it, Peter, that it is not the COVID weakened virus that they use, because the main thing that people don't get is they haven't been able to isolate, meaning find this COVID-19 virus or isolate it in any lab yet. So they just use this is proof almost that it's just a corona, you know, SARS-2 from you know, one of the more things from our every year flu.
Right. So I was getting to that. So you kind of jumped ahead of me. But,
oh, I'm
so
sorry.
No. But it was a good point. So it was a weakened virus, but it was not the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus. Now, I don't know that much about. I remember when we first started this, there was the whole challenge that no one ever actually found the COVID virus. Like, no one
right.
can actually say, here's the COVID virus. Matter of fact, we even did a whole radio show with a gal that was an author of a book called Contagion. And on Contagion, she was basically making that claim that they've never found the COVID-19, like DNA. Like, show me the strands so we can actually see, you know, the RNA, the DNA, whatever the code might be, the genes that might be in there, the virus fragments or whatever the appropriate term might be. But that was lots of months ago. So I don't know if that statement still holds
true.
It's
still true. It's still true, Peter. You know, it is still true because I'm still seeing actually one of the most common sense critical thinkers that I have ever read is John Rappaport.
Mm-hmm.
And I send out many of his things, and he says it constantly because he is a medical researcher, journalist, or something like that. And so, but he also has, I love reading his stuff because he's got, it's the most critical thinking on a human being that comes out of a human being's brain.
Well, here's all I know. I've never in my lifetime, and I'm old, so it's been a while, I've never in my lifetime seen any kind of reaction to any kind of a disease ever. And I think in your lifetime, too, you'd probably be able to say the same thing. So the idea that we had a global overreaction is weird. It's just.
Well, if it's true, okay, what I initially said, you know, when we started out is that they're tracing, they're still trying to trace it, whether it was a virus that they were working on in Wuhan and it escaped, or someone did this on purpose or whatever. But what they're now claiming is that, and I've read this many, many times already now from different places, is that the U.S. government gave Fauci, and I don't know all the real details on this, but this is the gist of it, gave Fauci $3-something billion to research this. Fauci went to the Wuhan labs in China, and he gave it to them. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I've read many times that the government didn't want him to go to China and to one of their labs, but he did it anyway because they had given it to him to research it, and he gave it over to China at the Wuhan lab, and he told the Wuhan lab is to make this virus. He used one of the coronaviruses from the every year flu, and he told them to make it more virulent, which is what they did, and that's why it spread so fast all over the world.
Right.
And that's pretty easy to believe. That's a real easy thing to believe.
Well, I think
whether it's true
done,
or not, I don't know, and I don't know if we'll ever know or not, but, you know, I don't know all the political details of with China and stuff like that. I mean, there are times I read things about China that they're good, and then there are other times I read things about China that they're evil and they're trying to kill us off, and I don't even know what to believe anymore. I mean, do you have any comments about what I just said about China?
Yeah. Well,
are they our friend or are they not, or are they trying to get rid of us?
Well, China is not our friend, so China would like to be world domination. They want to be the superpower, and eventually they will be, but they are not our friend. So that we know. As far as Fauci is concerned, I think when the history books are written, he's going to be the arsonist in the fire station.
So yeah, he's going to be the Judas in the, you know, from Bible, yeah.
He's going to see, they're going to find that that's true. And
Gates, and they've been in bed together for decades.
Yes.
And by the way, folks, if anybody listening to this, don't take it literally that they're lesbian, they're, you know, homosexuals or something like that. They've just been working together against our humans and our population. It wouldn't surprise me to find out that Fauci is a eugenics either. I know Bill Gates and his family are. I haven't ever read anything about Fauci being a eugenics, but it wouldn't surprise me because he's going along with this. So anybody going along with this, knowing that people are going to die and be dropping like flies, and if they don't die, you're going to be, if you come in contact, this is what people don't realize what this mRNA does. You come in, what it takes over your immune system, so your immune system is attacking itself. So anytime you come in contact, because, you know, God didn't make junk. He made our immune system. When we were born, our immune system works perfectly so that it can, you know, fight off any of the diseases that we come in contact with. When you start adding vaccines and all the garbage that's in there to all this toxic stuff, that's where the problem comes and why people die from cancer and why people die from a lot of other things. And we start off it. And by the way, have you read that they're going to be giving this injection now to babies? Babies! And for those who don't understand this, when a baby is first born until the age of 2 years old, they do not have a developed immune system until they're 2 years old. So if we inject them with the normal vaccines that they've been injecting into babies within the first half hour that they're born and they don't have a developed immune system, what do you think you're doing? Or what do you think's going to happen? And so, like, now it really explains it, why you hear of small children or babies that have cancer or leukemia, and how did that happen?
There's some very sick people out there. So the idea that,
you know, in their earnest desire, which they're thinking is totally sick and distorted, and now, and it's real interesting, and I'm sure, Peter, you've read this too, is that our government has been doing for a long time, they create the problem, and then they're going to create the antidote to fix the problem that they created.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are going to win on both sides of it, no matter what it is. So right now, Gates has brought out, he now is the champion largest owner of all farmland in the United States, and there's quite a lot of farmland. Now, why would he want that? He wants to grow GMO crops. If you'll notice, you go to the grocery stores, I mean, you have to keep following the paper trails and the little dots, the little crumbs that are out there for us birds to pick up, is that you'll see right now, I mean, I've seen things that I have bought all the time in grocery stores for food have jumped up in a week's time 25%. You know, and that's not the end of it. And now the other thing is, you know, with all the other stuff that is being allowed, you know, the illegal aliens, you know, coming through the borders and our government giving them more stimulus money than they gave to their citizens. And, I mean, it's just like it's like they're looking to destroy the United States. That's what it looks like to me, and it probably is that exactly. They're trying to destroy the people and the United States totally.
I don't know what they're trying to do, but in the process, they're destroying the United States. So, having said that, we are done with our radio show. So I'm going to say
okay.
Thank you very much, and looking forward to that gun thing that you're referencing. For those people that want to learn more about that, how would they get in touch with you?
Okay, if you own any guns at all and you want to protect it, your rights, you have to get it grandfathered in. So you would email me and just in the subject line, and I'll give you my email in a second, you just write the subject line, please send information on, you know, establishing a gun trust. And, you know, the privacy is kept on it, and there's a lot of other different little things that I'm doing to protect the individual and their trust. Anyways, email theotherplan@gmail.com, and that's three words rolled into one, no dots, dashes, or spaces, theotherplan@gmail.com. And again, my name is Jackie, and I also have the invisible personal bank account with a trust too that protects your monies in the bank from being any judgments, collections, or even IRS. So there's a lot of other things, and then there's the invisible New Mexico LLC that I sell. So there's a lot of things that people they don't know that they need it even. I mean, I know before I got involved with, you know, all this stuff like 25 years ago, I didn't know I needed it either. But, you know, it's the whole point, it's just like everybody needs it, just like they need homeowners insurance and they need health insurance and they need car insurance. And it's unfortunate, but there are different things that people should be buying, even if it's on, and I do have a payment plan. And I've noticed, by the way, and I'm sure you have too, you're feeling it too, Peter. I'm sure everybody's feeling it, and I'm seeing it in the types of ads that I receive from other companies. Is they're dropping their price or they're putting out specials is because business is down because the people that normally buy don't have the money to buy.
This is true. Yeah, in certain categories. There's certainly some challenges associated with some business. So having said that, I'm going to say thanks for being here. Give out your email address one last time.
theotherplan@gmail.com.
Perfect. So thanks for being here. We're going to catch everybody next week. Thanks, Jackie.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.